I thank you, Chair, Deputy Secretary General, Excellencies, distinguished delegates. Mr. Chairman, at the outset, allow me to thank you, the Deputy Secretary General, for her statement. The group would like to thank the Secretariat for the preparation of the Commission. Mr. Chairman, the Group of 77 and China wishes to express appreciation for UNCTAD's work program on investment and enterprise with specific reference to its practical contribution to sustainable development outcomes within member economies. Echoing the imperative of the Addis Ababa Action Agenda, we recognize the crucial role of investment in meeting the financing needs of the Sustainable Development Goals and applaud UNCTAD's effort to promote and channel investment toward bankable SDG projects and their related sectors. Recognizing UNCTAD's reinforced mandate in the area of investment and enterprise under the Nairobi Maafikiano, we stand encouraged by the progress made towards its implementation, re-emphasize the value of UNCTAD's core policy framework in support of investment and enterprise policymaking, and request their further dissemination. Mr. Chairman, the group wish to express concern on continuing weakness of global investment inflows. Foreign direct investment to developing countries in particular has been hit especially hard, with a decline of 14% experienced in 2016 to $646 billion. FDI flows to developing Asia contracted by 15% to $443 billion in 2016. This first decline in the 5 years was relatively widespread, with drops in the most sub-regions except South Asia. Looking to the future, improved economic outlook in major Asian economies is likely to be boosted in Asian economy, is likely to be boost investor confidence and help improve FDI prospects in the region. FDI flows to the Africa continue to decline, reaching $59 billion, down 3% from 2015. The continued good performance of Egypt boosted inflows to the North Africa. In the contrast, sluggish commodity prices diminish economic prospect in sub-Saharan Africa. FDI flows to Africa as a whole are likely to increase moderately in 2017 on the back of modest oil prices and a potential increase in non-oil FDI. The downward trend in FDI flows to Latin America and Caribbean accelerated, with inflows falling by 14% to $142 billion. This was partly due to continued economic recession and weak commodity prices. Short-term prospects remain muted as capital expenditure in South America, key extractive sectors are likely to be modest. As a result, we are again seeing developing countries receiving significantly less than half of total global investment flows, thereby creating formidable challenges for efforts to finance the SDGs. The decline in FDI to structural weak and vulnerable economies where development needs are greatest is of particular concern. Flow to the least developed countries fell by 13% to $38 billion, whilst flow to small island developing states declined by 6% to $3.5 billion. Landlocked developing countries saw stable FDI inflows at $24 billion. Mr. Chairman, the G77 and China wish to draw to the attention the comprehensive analysis of national investment frameworks provided by UNCTAD's investment policy reviews, which support beneficiary countries by providing concrete policy recommendations to increase investment and its development impact. The Group of 77 and China recognize the investment policy framework for sustainable development as a core pillar guiding to the preparation of IPR as well as technical assistance provided to support their implementation. In the context of the Commission's agenda, the group recognized the efficacy of the IPR platform as a powerful catalyst for the delivery of SDG-oriented policy. To channel investment to development sectors through tailored strategies targeting short, medium, and long-term development objectives. The group thus wishes to congratulate the Secretariat on the finalization of IPRs for the Gambia and the first ever regional IPR for Southeast Europe. We very much look forward to the formal presentation of these IPRs. Mr. Chairman, The group also acknowledges the efforts made by the Secretariat to follow up on the recommendation of the past IPRs, including the recent completion of implementation reports for Benin, Botswana, and Dominican Republic. We note with satisfaction that most of the countries for which an IPR was prepared in recent years have experienced significant increases in FDI inflows. Nearly 40 countries are currently awaiting an IPR or follow-up activities, showing the relevance of the program as a means to advance sustainable development objectives, and we renew calls for continued support for the program into the future. Mr. Chairman, in the area of international investment policy, the Group of 77 and China applaud ANCTAD's continued support to international investment agreement reform initiative and acknowledge the Secretariat's important role facilitating productive and inclusive intergovernmental discussions to this end. Mr. Chairman, the group wishes to emphasize that 2030 agenda can only be achieved through significant improvement in the technological and innovation capabilities of developing countries to put them firmly on a path of technological convergence with advanced economies. We therefore call upon ANCTAD through this commission to expand discussion so as to address new policy frameworks that leverage science and technology and innovation for inclusive and sustainable development, including in the context of the policy and technical cooperation work of ANCTAD. Mr. Chairman, let me conclude by reiterating the group appreciation of the role that ANCTAD continues to play in the development agenda. The G77 and China would like to express its willingness to engage constructively and wish you fruitful discussion. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.